This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, if you missed our number one, we had a fantastic discussion about voter fraud in 2018 and what we can do to stop it. Mainly just get voter ID going. That should help fix it. But tonight in the ladies' lounge, for the first time ever, Bodie Taney's joining us this hour. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome to hour number two, Radio Night Live. We are so excited, and I'm so excited because in just a couple of months, 2.5 months, I think, until we leave for Paris and for Normandy and for the Beaches of D-Day tour, we will spend 2 nights in Normandy, 7 in Paris. You're going to eat food that you have never even dreamed would taste so good on your palate. You're going to see things from the most beautiful areas. That on your screen right now, of course, is the Louvre, the museum. And that's just one of the stops. But we're going to go. Oh, and this place is kind of cool. If you're watching on Biz TV, I got to tell you about this little place. This little spot is the Pegasus Bridge Cafe, and that house was there in World War II when we came across the Pegasus Bridge and eventually led to our winning the war. But the woman that lives there, that operates the Pegasus Bridge Cafe, still lives in the upstairs floor of that cafe, and she hosts people from all over the world. She was 6 years old the day that the Allied troops came through to liberate the region. And so we're gonna meet her, and she makes evidently the world's greatest omelet. So we will enjoy some food. We're gonna go to Bastogne, which is right outside of Luxembourg. We're gonna see where the line held, and then we're going to go to Champagne, which is where the Nazis surrendered to General Eisenhower. It's going to be an amazing trip, friend. You do not want to miss this. 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. We're going to Normandy. We're going to Champagne. We're going to Paris. We're going to have 7 nights in Paris, as I said, 2 in Normandy. You're going to see all the most important places from World War II. 888-733-9494 as the Germans surrendered. It's all part of conservative tours. They do these great tours. I'm honored to be able to invite you to go on this one with us, but make plans now. And if you don't do anything else, hold your spot. That's you call now, you get to hold your spot. Everything's included, by the way. Your airfare, your hotel accommodations, which are all 4 and 5 star, but you're not paying 4 and 5 star prices. It's going to be a fantastic time. 888-733-9494. October 6th through October 16th, please make plans to join us. You will not regret it, I promise you. All right, I'm so excited to welcome to the Ladies' Lounge my next guest because the reason we do the Ladies' Lounge, I explain this every time as we open tonight's Ladies' Lounge, is I believe that there are voices in media that need to be amplified. Now, in the world of print, my next guest has been more than amplifying her own voice for a very long time. She has sold something like 37 million books. But it is a true joy and a true honor to welcome someone that was just hugely influential. My sister's read her books. She's written a lot of fiction. And Bodie Taney, it is just an honor to finally get you at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Thank you for being here. around different themes and ideas, but that are primarily, fiction in their basis?
Brock is a historian, and my major was political science and journalism when I was in college. And that's what our degrees are in. And so our work is really historical. I mean, it's...
You love epochs and eras and time frames and specific windows.
And there is a, there's, of course, especially now, a rewriting of history, a changing of the truth. And so...
Sure.
Just as an example, Kevin, we have, we've got New York Times microfilm that goes from front to back page, all the way back into the 1850s. And we're able to do stuff that Google can't even do as far as, looking at details and seeing, different things that are happening. So the thing that we have really worked toward is to put a good story in the midst of real history.
Huh.
And so when we write, about Europe pre-World War II, I know how much a loaf of bread cost and what the weather was in Czechoslovakia, for instance. I mean, not that is of great interest to readers, but it is... People who read our work know that they are reading in the context of actual events and actual history. So we work toward giving people a kind of a time machine that they can climb into, and through the lives of characters, as if it was a good movie, they experience what people really experienced. So that's that's our writing method. That is our goal. I come from the secular market first. I worked for John Wayne and saw that there was a real need to be able to put the message of God's redemption and God's love for mankind through all kinds of really horrific historical events. God is real.
Yeah.
And so that's why I began to write as I have written for the last 30
years. Now that's a fascinating context, I think, to what you've done in your career, and it's really powerful, Bodhi, because you've had so many successful titles, and there are so many people that think if they ever just wrote one book in their life, they'd have accomplished something, and to have done 70 of them is really an accomplishment. We're speaking with Bodhi Tini, who's the co-author of On the Mountain of the Lord. It's a brand new Regnery Faith title. We're going to talk about that in a second. Bodhi, let me ask you, as someone who has a journalism bone in her body and looks at the world around us in the context of history, what are your thoughts about the days we live in right now?
Well, Kevin, we're living in some ways the media is very much like it was in pre-World War II Germany, where it twists the truth. Hitler's mantra was, if you tell a lie, a big lie, often enough, people will begin to believe it. And so what we are seeing now is really precisely what was going on, just as the twist that is put on, Hamas sending 180 missiles over the border and hitting Israel, and yet, say, the BBC says, Israel is somehow at fault for this when Israel retaliates. Those are the kinds of things that happened in Germany with, for instance, the Sudetenland, when the press, at the direction of the National Socialist Party of Germany, wanted to take over the Sudetenland of Czechoslovakia. Therefore, they caused uprisings, and when German people were injured in those, it gave the National Socialist Party an excuse to then invade Czechoslovakia and to take the Sudetenland, to negotiate, to give back the Sudetenland to Germany. So we see the same kind of methods. I mean, it is unbelievable to me to look at the things that are going on right now and know that the pattern was set, and probably, you know, years before that. But our specialty has been World War II, pre-World War II Europe. And so when we look at the things, the way the press is being manipulated right now, we truly understand what's going on. And it is horrific for us to see it.
Yeah. Bodie, hold that thought, because I want you to expand on that more as we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Bodie Taney, our guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. I'm so excited that she's with us. Stay with us live from New York. Don't go away.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Brought to you in part tonight, the Ladies Lounge is, by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, of course, the one of the founding sponsors of this broadcast, is making his bed topper, his revolutionary bed topper. It's the equivalent of getting a brand new bed, but it's in just the top 4 inches of what you need. And it, you put it over whatever else you have, you sleep completely differently. Ask my bride, who got ours just before the birth of our third child, our daughter, and made her pregnancy a completely different experience. It raved about it, still does, these now 3 years later. Anyway, Mike Lindell's got a very special offer. Get the bed topper tonight. You get two standard pillows with it, free. So you basically get a brand new bed. You get the topper and the two pillows. You're going to be in such luxury and comfort, you're going to wonder what you ever did before. 800-506-2641 to get that deal. You're also going to get, I think it's 35% off the bed topper. 50% off? If you call and find out. It's between 35 and 50. It may be 50 tonight. But 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC when you call. Promo code KMC. And there are other specials on pillows and sheets and other things. Just ask about all of them when you call. 800-506-2641. If you would prefer online, use my promo code there as well, KMC. Bodhi Taney is my guest, and she's a celebrated author here in the Ladies' Lounge. Bodhi, one of the things when my parents and sisters were reading your books, particularly when I was growing up, I don't say that to make you feel old. I hope you don't. But I always wondered what the derivation of the spelling of the name was, because it doesn't look the way it's pronounced. So where does that come from?
My husband's family is Swiss, and
okay.
We have to come from a very tiny little area in Switzerland to say it properly. And and so it's kind of tough when we go someplace and they pronounce it differently. But we're
what's the most common mispronunciation of your last name?
Phone.
Phone. Okay.
Phone. People think it's phone or phony, but and some among us have given up, but we haven't. We've stayed with the Swiss pronunciation.
That's it. Don't do that. Stay the course, good lady.
That's right. That's right.
So your most recent book, On the Mountain of the Lord, the Elijah Chronicles. What are the Elijah Chronicles, and why this book?
Well, Elijah, you know, is the forerunner of the coming of Messiah and what we're looking at right now in Israel. And for the last 70 years has been prophetic. I mean, it's just, you know, a fact that Scripture said that when you see Israel become a nation again, look up, because you're going to be seeing the coming of Messiah. And even those Orthodox rabbis who don't believe Jesus is the Messiah are looking up and saying the Messiah is coming.
Hmm.
So we're at a point that that every single item in the news about Israel is connected in some way prophetically to scriptures that are thousands of years old, and they're all coming true. When Israel became a nation again, a united, recognized state among other states in 1948, people who knew Scripture said, wow, we're in the age of the second coming of Messiah. And people were saying this into the, 1800s, 1700s. I mean, this is a long-standing belief that when you see Israel united again, the Jewish people returned, that it is a phenomenal fulfillment of prophecy. And so the title of the series, The Elijah Chronicles, connects the dots. You, through the eyes of a man who has no faith, when the story begins, and he travels to Israel, and he's very anti-Israel. He's really swallowed the pill of propaganda that's been put out by the left, and he begins to see things and understand things and actually have visions. And so you, in this book, you connect the dots, and he travels a journey that is, wow, it's just, it's, I think it's the most powerful thing that we've ever written. Mm. And the reason is because it is right now. You see the fulfillment of prophecy right now in our day, in our age.
Well, it's a beautiful piece of artwork on the outside, and I recognize, of course, the wall, and it is eye-catching from the very beginning. Let me ask you this, the idea of Elijah being the forerunner. You know, Elijah, and we've been studying this in my local church the last few months, Elijah and Elisha, it's one of the most odd passages of Scripture, the lives of those two prophets, what they did, what they experienced, you know, the calling down and the burning up of everything, and there's these other times where they have all of the goods on the enemy, and they kind of like, you know, just Jedi mind everybody and play the trump card, and it's really, there's some very ugly stuff in there that is hard to understand, hard to digest in terms of like a real clean, neat kind of biblical worldview, but there's also a lot of, I guess, really prophetic things that we still may not even fully comprehend or understand. How much of the historical Elijah influence or symbolism is there in what you're talking about in this modern day story?
Well, it is. There is a lot of prophecy about our particular moment in time, and the spirit of Elijah is of course, you know, alive and well right now. We're seeing the fulfillment of those prophecies. Elijah is one of those who never died.
Right.
He was simply caught up by God and changed and taken to heaven. He appeared with Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration to Jesus. And so you see, you know, a physical presence of his existence through scriptures, and he's quite a guy. So, you know, for the sake of the prophecies that are in the book of Elijah, which are considerable, we thought this would be a really good series title because it does touch on this moment,
yeah,
on the return of the Jewish people to the land. There's always been, you know, Jews who have survived, which is in itself over 2,000 years a miracle, but for them to return to the land after the Holocaust in 1948, it is big. It's really, really big.
Very, very astute statements. Bodhi Taney, the book is called On the Mountain of the Lord. Let me ask you about the...
Actually, Bodhi, let me change gears here. I'll come back and ask you that question. I just heard the music and realized it's time. But Bodhi Taney, our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and we've got a lot of Radio Night Live left because Bodhi's with us for at least one more segment. And glad to be able to have her with you tonight. Now, if you're not a person of faith, I understand that some of the references to prophecy and the scriptures and so forth may be a little bit out of your comfort zone. Deal with it. I'm a Christian, and there are things about this that are so important, I feel like it's important for us to just hear them. But we're going to get into some other stuff. I want to ask Bodhi about her writing background and what she thinks of the writing world today. We'll do this all and more. Best-selling author.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Airport officials say the ground service agent who stole an empty plane from a Seattle airport had legitimate access to it before taking off and later crashing. The man, Richard Russell, apparently didn't have a pilot's license. Authorities say it's not clear how he got the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off and smashing into a small island in the Puget Sound. former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker.
He did say he had spent a lot of time with video games. There are video games that deal with a simulation of this aircraft.
Gary Beck is CEO of Horizon Air.
His job is to be around airplanes. The airports have a non-secure side and a secure side. He's meant to be on the secure side. That's part of the fulfillment of his job responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you here, Radio Night Live, the name and the broadcast. Bodie Taney is my guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, and there's always a lot to discuss. But, Bodie, as we've been discussing tonight, you've wandered into history, you've wandered into fiction. I got a question for you. You get a one-on-one with Trump. You get to sit down one-on-one, and he says, Bodie, what should I do as it pertains to policy in regards to the Middle East and to Israel? What is Bodie Taney's answer if she had that one-on-one?
Meaning I believe in Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah of Israel. And yet I am of Jewish heritage through my mother's side. My people came to these shores in the late 1600s, settled in New York, and their idea was that this was the gathering place for the Jewish people to return to Israel. And so from the very beginning, they believed that America was a kind of a you know, a port that they would all gather together, and they would eventually return to the land Eretz Israel. Now, George Washington, when he was our first president, he went to Truro Synagogue, he stood up and he said, "It is my desire and the desire of America that each Jew in this land is able in freedom and without fear to sit beneath his own vine and fig tree." So from the very beginning, our first president was supportive. Now that's huge. That's absolutely huge. You know, you fast forward then into the time of Harry Truman and May 14th, 1948. President Harry Truman was the first to acknowledge and recognize and accept the state of Israel.
Right.
The first congratulations came from a phone call from Harry Truman. Now, I'm going to tie this all back in to a scripture in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, which says, in which God says to Abraham, "I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you." I really believe that much of the blessing of our country comes from our inherent, beautiful acceptance of the Jewish people, who are God's chosen people, and that from those people then came our Messiah, Jesus, and that Jesus was a Jew, and that's the thing that is just, it's acknowledged and accepted now here in this country, and that as we bless Israel, as President Trump continues to bless Israel, our nation will continue to be blessed, that you cannot separate that scripture in Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and the blessings of our freedom. And I think that's why there is such fierce opposition to this man, to our president. I really believe that what we're looking at is a profound darkness that wishes to crush the light and cause all the promises of the scriptures and therefore God's promises to be a lie. I think this is truly a good versus evil kind of a moment in our existence, and so we must all stand up and we must support our president as he goes forward in his support of Israel.
Yeah, no, we're really so simpatico on that, and I'm glad that you took the time to explain that, because I think no one has to be a big fan of any president wholeheartedly. Like, there's been things about every president that has served since I've been born that I didn't like, and there were things that I did. But when it comes to the actual policy, that's what my real concern is, and it's even if you can divorce the personality from it, what are you actually accomplishing? Well, when you say to the Middle East, we stand unequivocal with Israel, we move our embassy to their capital, when we say we're standing with them regardless, you're doing something that wasn't very popular for the last 8 years in that regard.
Right.
And I'm with you. I think it was a definitively correct move to make. Bodhi Taney is the voice that you're hearing. And she made her first appearance tonight with us in the Ladies' Lounge. And, of course, the book is On the Mountain of the Lord. Regnery Faith is the faith imprint of Regnery Publishing. Salem Media is my primary broadcast employer, and they are the sister company of Regnery. And Regnery has been doing, famous political books for years. But this is an opportunity for you to kind of cross over into that other genre as well. Bodhi Taney, thank you for your time tonight. It's Kevin McCullough. We're not done yet. Stay with us.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
626-41.
All right, Calvin McCullough welcoming you back in. Radio Night Live, per usual. And I want to make sure that you're aware of this. If you live in the Atlantic City area, starting the week following Labor Day, we got the great news. We are no longer going to be tape delayed by an hour in Atlantic City. We are actually going to move to a 9 to 11 live release there in Atlantic City. And this is the reason why. You have made us there in Atlantic City at 10 to midnight currently. You have made us the number one weekend news talk show of the weekend for our day part across that market. You've made us number three amongst all formats in the market amongst women. And you've made us number five in all formats. So even with the hip-hop station and the country station and the casino station, I don't know, is there such a thing as a casino station? If there were, we're number five in that entire lineup, and we're the number one news talk product in our time slot. So the good folks at WPG, Talk Radio 104.1 FM and 1450 AM, contacted me and said, hey, guess what? We're going to move you live coming the weekend following Labor Day, and we are just grateful. Harry Hurley is the morning man at that great station, and they do incredible work. Harry does some really fantastic charity work in the area and raises a lot of money for a lot of good causes, et cetera, et cetera. So we're excited to be not only part of the WPG family, but going to be with you a little bit earlier on Saturday night starting that weekend. All right, earlier we were talking about voter ID. If you didn't get in on that discussion, you still want to talk about it, the phone lines are still open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We were also talking about the Omarosa. Now, the Omarosa has a new book that's out, and the president has responded. He actually came out. He had the coolest thing happen today. He had bikers for Trump visit him at Bedminster, New Jersey. He has this huge mansion on the golf course there in Bedminster, and I guess they played U.S. Opens there and stuff. But bikers for Trump all rolled up, and he said it was just a huge gang of motorcycles. But he took a swipe at the Omarosa in the appearance. He was asked about the former advisor. She has a new book, and Trump's response was, "She's a lowlife." So, as per usual, the president's mincing words about what he feels about the people that are not down with him. And again, I'm not actually shocked by any of this. If you watched Celebrity Apprentice, and yes, Nick, I know she was on The Apprentice show three times. We have an Omarosa trivia geek on the staff. Because when I was talking about how she was on the last thing, well, actually, she was on three times. First time it wasn't even Celebrity. The last two times were. I know all that. She appeared with the former co-host of this time slot. Stephen Baldwin used to sit across this table with me. We used to do this together. But when he was on that show the last time, Omarosa was part of that cast. And you talk about a mean woman. She just didn't have a kind word for anybody. And here's my problem with that. She wears a big fat cross around her neck. She's talking about how she loved Jesus and all this stuff. Well, you got to act like it, girl. You can't just say that stuff. You got to live it. Mike Lindell wears a cross around his neck, but I've seen him handle people significantly different than you, the Omarosa. So I'm just saying for what it's worth. And I know she had a hard time when her husband died and so forth, so I'm not trying to be uncaring, but that's and so typical of the president. Yep. Let's see. So here's the thing. Did you hear about this? This is the weirdest story that broke today. Did you hear about the Alaska Airlines plane that got stolen this morning? There was an Alaska Airlines plane that literally got stolen. And as best as I understand how the kind of timing went down, he gets into the plane, gets it started. He's an airport worker and evidently knows a little something about airplanes because he got the thing off the ground. But he started talking to the air traffic controllers, and then he got in line to take off. And then he took off. And then they literally had government jets chasing him around the skies. I think this was in the Northwest. So it was in the Seattle-Tacoma area. He was a ground servant at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. And he's talking to the flight towers. Even as he's up in the air, he's like, I've got a lot of people I'm going to disappoint. I'd like to apologize to each and every one of them. While he's flying the plane, oh, man, there's footage of it right there if you're watching on BizTV. He's inverted it at that point right there. And then at some point, he comes in for a landing, and I saw on Twitter earlier today, someone had put up a periscope of it, but that plane comes across, basically clips, the wing clips a piece of the highway as he's coming in just before the crash. He described himself as a broken guy. I've got a few screws loose, I guess. But this was just the most bizarre thing. And evidently, Alaska Airlines was saying this just this evening. This is kind of an update on it. the aircraft that they were using does not require any kind of key. You just go in and flip a switch, and you can start the aircraft. This guy had been suicidal. And he was saying, you know, these things to the air traffic control as I was describing. The FBI is investigating how the thief was able to steal a plane. I think we would all like to know that. In an era of post 9/11, how does someone, even an airport worker who's got clearances, just walk onto a plane, start taxiing it out towards the runway, and just get to take off with it? Like, why don't you ram that sucker? Like, don't ever let that thing get off the ground. I don't know how you do that necessarily, but he was a ground service agent, had been working basically to help planes park. So he's the guy with the lights, and he does the designs and the what? What do you call it? The come on back. Yeah, Kylie always with the technical description. Actually, it's more like, get on in there. But anyway. And you know the weirdest thing? In all the news stories I've seen about this, I haven't seen if he died yet or not. So I'm going to try to find that out on the break. But anyway, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and the U.S. Airline thief, the guy that stole the Horizon Airlines plane, it's a subsidiary of Alaska Airlines, did in fact die.
They've identified him now. Richard Russell is his name, 29-year-old man. He had not been officially named in news reports, but people found through talking to his family who he was. He had operated a bakery at one point and said one of the perks of his job working for Alaska Airlines is he could fly to Alaska at his leisure. He evidently kept up a very busy social media life and evidently had to learn something about flying because he did, as you were seeing some of the video for those of you watching on Biz TV, he was watching, he did some rather difficult barrel rolls and loop-de-loops and some other things before crashing the plane at the end. So, but he did die in that crash, and they're still investigating what his motivations were and so forth. I had no word on how his wife is. Maybe they weren't together anymore. Maybe that was part of the discouragement that caused him to want to end it all this way. But friends, you know, we are, I think the of all the things he said in that communication to the air tower, the thing that kind of jumped out at me is that he said, I'm just a broken guy with some screws loose. Like, he understood his own kind of condition, his own failure, the weakness that he had in terms of how easily things could go bad for him. And, you know, I got a call this afternoon from someone I care about a great deal who said some things that were quite hard for me to hear. Said, I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what this life would be like if I wasn't here anymore. I don't want to hear friends say that to me. But it's a reminder that we've got to be ready. If we're going to be the kind of people that we should be, we're going to have to be ready to encourage folks, be there for them, help them through things. And it's just a horrific ending to a very what had the potential to be, you know, a life. He's only 29. He had a lot more that he could still accomplish if he had desired. But that was not going to happen for Richard Russell today. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for joining us. Don't forget, please come with us. No barrel rolls on the airplane we're taking to France. At least that's what we're what we're ordering from the airline there. No barrel rolls. October 6th through the 16th, we will be on the Beaches of D-Day Freedom Tour. 7 nights in Paris, 2 nights in Normandy, a day trip to Champagne. It's just going to be lovely. 888-733-9494 is the number to get all the info and to hold your spot. Just mention Kevin McCullough when you call. They'll make sure you get on the right trip. 888-733-9494. And let's go see where those greatest heroes, those men who did come back quite broken and very seldom ever even talked about it, did the greatest thing in helping the world survive and not be speaking German and Japanese today. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time right here on a Saturday night. Harris Faulkner, Sean Spicer with us next week. We'll see you then.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.